Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, WrestleZone would like to welcome you to tonight's live event. Before we begin, please be advised that all WrestleZone stars are professionally trained, so please do not copy or imitate anything you see here tonight. Please also be aware that WrestleZone is proud to provide entertainment suitable for all ages, and we ask that you refrain from using any inappropriate language this evening.
Hello and welcome to the latest WrestleZone podcast. I'm your host, as always, Billy. I am back to tell you about the latest goings-on in WrestleZone as we're on the road to Aberdeen Anarchy. This time, it's Regal Rumble, so we're properly on the road now. I've said in previous episodes, I'm on the pavement, I'm on the curb. Now we're on the road. We're on the road to Aberdeen Anarchy, and it starts with the Regal Rumble, and I'm absolutely buzzing for this. I'm going to the show. I'll be there on Saturday. It is sold out, so once again, I'm telling you about a show, there's no tickets available. So I'm just going to give you a rundown of the event and give you the plot points, the stories. If you're not there, if you haven't been to a WrestleZone show before, I can tell you, give you the background, give you the ska, and let you know what's happening. But yes, Curl Sports Complex in Aberdeen is sold out once again. I think that's just about every event for the last 2 years that have been sold out, or near as damn it. I think Granite City Showdown was a walk-up sellout because of the weather conditions on the run-up to the event. But we've got plenty going on in WrestleZone as we're heading to Aberdeen Anarchy on May 11th, which is featuring former WWE superstar Gangrel, which I'm buzzing for. That's the kind of guest I love when it comes to Aberdeen Anarchy. I love the old-school Attitude Era guys coming in, because that's the era I grew up on. That's the era that I got into wrestling on, and that's the guys that I enjoy seeing, like your Scottish Hotties way back when, like your X-Packs that have come through WrestleZone. Getting to see Gangrel is going to be so cool. And now speculation will begin coming out of this event on what he'll be doing on the event at Rich Energy Arena. And I've got speculation going wild in my brain. But this is about the Regal Rumble at the Curl Sports Complex in Aberdeen. It's again sold out, like I said. There's Big Tesco next door if you want to stock up beforehand, but I'm sure there's going to be plenty of tuck options on hand, because I think they do hot food and everything there. It's great. Like, as a fat man, there's a lot of options when it comes to getting your scram on the day. But doors open 6 p.m. for VIPs, 6:30 for general, bell time 6:15 for VIPs, and 7 p.m. for general. We've seen Grand City Showdown this year, we've seen Blue Toon Wrestling Extravaganza and Peter Head. For those that were at Comic-Con, it sounded like it was a phenomenal show. Michelle Gomez getting told to shut up by Ryan Riley would be a particular highlight. Thank you, Kirsten, for sharing that video on the social media, because that looked incredible. Missy, you know, the female master from Doctor Who getting told shut up by the inspirational Ryan Riley. What a moment. And just to get to see all the guys that are the guests at Comic-Con getting photographed watching the wrestling, that's such a cool thing to see. Like SoCal Val, of course, a wrestling personality in her own right, advertises and plugging the shows on her social media. It's just it's really great to see WrestleZone being so highly publicized through Comic-Con, through the Comic-Con in the Northeast. And hopefully I'm going to try and get Comic-Con next year so I can see it in action, because it sounds like just an absolute wild ride. When you go to the shows, not only to meet these amazing guests, there's two Power Rangers. There's Power Rangers the last 2 years. How have I not been to Comic-Con yet? Because, you know, I could have met Amy Jo Johnson. I could have met David Yost. I could have met these guys. But, you know, things, just, you know, grown-up things have to go first. And I was at Comic-Con this year, fingers crossed next year. And hopefully, WrestleZone will also be there once again for their third year in a row. But this is about WrestleZone Regal Rumble. My voice seems to just be going out. I'll have a massive cough before the next bit. I sound ace. Amazing. But sold out March 30th, 2024. Curl Sports Complex, Aberdeen. Let's get into the show. Kicking off this preview here. That's better already. We've got the VIP ticket holder match. We've got Mayhem Brooks against Caleb Valhalla. A rare turn for Caleb Valhalla in the VIP ticket holder section. But it's Regal Rumble. That's how things kind of get thrown around here, because we've got that big Regal Rumble match, which we'll speak about coming up. Mayhem Brooks from Elgin, where I reside. He's making his debut. So he's making his debut in WrestleZone, first match, and he's getting up against the Tri-Counties champion. Non-title action, as far as I'm aware. This is against the breakout champion, W3L, taking on Tri-Counties champion in WrestleZone. So a nice little dynamic there. For those that are unaware of Mayhem Brooks, he's a MMA fighter by train. So that's how he was trained initially. He was through MMA, mixed martial arts, and what have you. So he's got a good striking ability, and lots of kicks, lots of throws. That second part, though, might be a little bit difficult when you come up against Caleb Valhalla, who is big, muscly, meaty, and he likes to throw people himself. So that's the interesting bit of it, about seeing Mayhem Brooks step in to his first WrestleZone show, WrestleZone event, as a wrestler. Whether he's been there before as a fan, I'm not. I don't know. I don't know that. But it's a first time encounter anyway, as we're seeing Mayhem Brooks and Caleb Valhalla. They've possibly crossed paths in previous events elsewhere around the country. It's the first time they're actually taking each other on, which is interesting. Like, that seems to be the buzzword when I do these previews, because it is. I'm very interested. If I'm not interested in these matches and these shows, what's the point of me going? But we're gonna see these two battle. A little bit of momentum, I think, for Mayhem Brooks, certainly, when going into the Regal Rumble. Caleb's going for his first back, well, going to be back-to-back winner for the only second time in history. Pressure Craig being the other one that was a back-to-back winner for the Regal Rumble. So these two need all the momentum, but at the same time, will they try to reserve some of those, that strength, that stamina, to use it for the main event for the Regal Rumble? That's another question that we could throw in there. Like I said, it's Mayhem Brooks' debut in WrestleZone. He's wrestled around the country. He's done a lot of traveling, but this is probably one of the shortest distances he'll have to go to a show. He's wrestled in Elgin before. I probably think up in Inverness as well, but this will be a nice and easy morning. He'll be able to get a bit of training again before he goes to the show itself. So throw that factor in there. But coming up is Caleb. Caleb picked up a win at Pierhead at Bluetooth Wrestling Extravaganza against Conor Malloy, so he's got a little bit of momentum behind him there. And like I say, he's got a little bit of good luck when it comes to the Regal Rumble, winning it last year. He wasn't successful in the main event of Aberdeen Anarchy, so this is his chance to right that wrong, so to speak. So Mayhem Brooks and Caleb Valhalla, it's gonna be a great match.
I couldn't find underneath there any shawty waddies. Uma, you cost me my match. Why did you do that? All this over a jacket we can share. No, we can't share it. No, we can't share it. All this over a jacket that I want. At the Regal Rumble, it's me and you, and there at the Regal Rumble, the shawty waddy would become all mine. And then I will spend my life traveling the seas to find all the shawty waddies in the world. And they'll all belong to me, and I'm going to trademark them all Alan Sterling's Shawadi Waddies. So, Uma, Muhammad, me and you, and after this, it'll all be about Alan and the Shawadi Waddies. Right, let's one last check. All right.
On to the main card, we've got Omar Muhammad, sorry, TV's Omar Muhammad, taking on Captain Alan Sterling in a rematch from Granite City Showdown. This has been a lot of condensed stuff happening during this little feud that we've got going on here. So Omar Muhammad, he picked up the W in Aberdeen at Rich Energy Arena at Granite City Showdown, somehow retaining his Shirvani, or as Captain Alan like to call it, his Shawadi Wadi. So we've got that. We've got Omar picking up the win there. He was quite an aggressive win towards the end as well, with a big Thunder Gun Express. And it just kind of battered Alan towards the end of the match. Leading on to Pierhead, Bluetooth Wrestling Extravaganza, we had Omar getting distracted by Captain Alan in his match with Zach Dynamite, which led to him getting super kicked and getting a kill shot. Alan came out to steal Omar's jacket. He's determined to get the Shawadi Wadi. And that caused Omar to be distracted, even though he was looking to set up and hit that Thunder Gun Express onto Zach Dynamite for a big win, which would have been a big win for Omar in WrestleZone. But Captain Alan made sure that that wasn't the case. You know, he comes across as a bubbling idiot, but he's very calculated. He's very cool. He comes out at just the right time he needs to cause the ultimate distraction. Later in the night, though, when Mickey Vago versus Captain Allen, and Omar Muhammad came back to return the favor and cause Captain Allen to get hit with a stunner and lose his match. So there's a little bit of beef between these two, between Captain Allen and TV's Omar Muhammad. But the first match at Grass City Showdown was an absolute blast as a fan. So to see these two go up against each other again, I'm down for it. If we see Captain Allen win, though, that'll leave them 1-1. So will that see us get the rubber match at Ellen, which is taking place on April 20th? We'll talk about that in a little bit. Or will we see this extend beyond into Ariarchy? What was interesting about Bluetooth, though, Bluetooth Wrestling Extravaganza, was Zack Dynamite's use of Mr. WrestleZone's mask to agitate Omar. So that's making me think possibly we may see, if Captain Allen picks up the win here, we'll see the rubber match at Ellen, and we'll see the continuation of the revenge for Mr. WrestleZone at Aberdeen Anarchy. But that's all speculation on my part side of things. But in the meantime, Omar and Captain Allen, like I say, great match at Grand City Showdown. I expect nothing less at Regal Rumble as well. So Curl Sports the Complex, that's two matches I spoke about just now, two that I'm very excited to see.
I'm not surprised. As always, with the foundation of the future, it comes down to a numbers game. And right now, you've got more than us. Well done. You know what? How about we see how one of you boys will fare if we just make this one-on-one? So for the Regal Rumble, I'm putting out the challenge. To any one of you wants to step in the ring with me and see what happens at the Rumble. So Damien made the challenge to any one member of the Foundation of the Future for a singles match at the Regal Rumble. And you see, I've made a career of beating Damien, and quite frankly, lads, I'm bored of doing it.
I'm not bored of it. 2020. That year was the last year that I faced you, Damien, and I'm a completely different man these days. I took you lightly, and I paid for it, and I didn't win. But this time, with the best faction in Scotland behind me, you better watch out, because I am going to lay a beating onto you.
Speaking of beef, up next we've got Damien versus Ryan Riley. So this has been simmering since Christmas chaos, really. This is kind of where this whole thing began, in the wider scale of things. So we started with Mr. WrestleZone getting attacked by the Foundation of the Future, and then that followed on to the Foundation attacking more of the Foundations of WrestleZone. I've talked about this for the last few months, this Foundations of Future versus Foundations of WrestleZone. So we've got the Foundations attacked William Starling. They called him out and attacked him. Damien made the save, and that led on to the match at, this is a Grand City Showdown, this led match on to Peterhead at Bluetooth Wrestling Extravaganza. So that led on to that. It was Brad and Ryan against William Starling and Damien in a tag team match, but it was interrupted by Zach Dynamite coming out to attack Damien. So that's three attacks. The absolute attacks on the Foundations of WrestleZone. Well, you know, the first one on Mr. WrestleZone was evoking the name of Scotty Swift. So that's your three attacks on the Foundations of WrestleZone. William Starling was able to get a hold of one of Bruiser Brad's chains and be able to ward them off at Bluetooth Wrestling Extravaganza, as I said in my recap. So we've got that going on. So Damien, he wanted one of them. Wanted anyone in the Foundation of the Future for a fight. He wanted any of them, Bruiser Brad, Zack Dynamite, Ryan Riley, whoever they could have got. Didn't care, wanted one of them. And Ryan Riley accepted the challenge on behalf of the Foundation of the Future. Zack didn't want it, a piece of Damien. He's had battles with Damien countless times for years now. Brad would have been a great choice. I think Brad and Damien would have had a would have tore it up. But Ryan Riley and Damien is going to be just as good, if not better. Ryan comes in with, I said, the most, you could say, probably the most underappreciated member of the Foundation of the Future, if you look at it from a logical standpoint, they're all bastards. But if you look at it from a logical standpoint, Ryan Riley is probably the underappreciated member of the Foundation of the Future. And I think with that also comes with a chip on his shoulder, that bitterness of that Zach, former Undisputed Champion. Brad is the big, meaty monster that he is as well. And all eyes seem to go on Brad when this team is out, because look at him, he's humongous. But Ryan's always there. He's always there he's always the brains of an operation. He's always calculating. You can hear the cogs whirring. Whenever the crowd's silent, which is very rare, but when the crowd is silent, you can hear those cogs whirring about, because Ryan Riley's always thinking of the next thing. He's always thinking of the next thing. If this doesn't go right, he's always thinking of the next thing to put it back into the Foundation's favor. So to come against Damien, who's got that mentality also, he always seems to be, his eyes are always darting about, he's always checking something, he's always making sure something is going his way, is going that way. If that doesn't happen, it needs to go this way. And to set those two against each other in that kind of match, this is going to be a hard-hitting match, because these two are just going to want to knock the other loopy so it breaks that kind of thought pattern, you know? If there's a big uppercut from Ryan, it might discombobulate Damien enough for him to maybe misthink the next move, the next step that he would want to take to put him back in favour. So that's what makes this match fascinating to watch for me. You know, I've seen these guys wrestle for a very long time, and to see this kind of, this battle of what's the word? It's more brains over brawn, perhaps. Ryan will have the advantage being bigger, you know, but Damien, he's been wrestling a lot longer, so he's got that experience edge. You throw those factors in there, throw all the things that I've just possibly made up in my head, this makes for a fascinating contest, one that I'm very interested to see. Thank God I've got a ticket for the show. So I'm very interested to see this match take place. Ryan and Damien, I think they have had a match in the past. Damien won, and since then we've seen Ryan Riley evolve into being not just inspirational, but I would honestly say he's probably the mastermind, the undercurrent of the Foundation of the Future. Maybe not the outward front, because it seems like Zach Dynamite's the leader, you know, he brings these two heavies, but Ryan Riley has always got a plan, you know, and I think that's underappreciated in the Foundation of the Future, possibly by WrestleZone fans. It doesn't help by being a big bastard, but all three of them, but you know, you just got to take what you can get and look what you can find and be inspired by Ryan Riley. Let's just hope Michelle Gomez doesn't come back and exact some revenge at the Crawl Sports Complex. That could be very interesting, very awkward for Ryan as well. But no, can't wait for this one.
Tommy, there you go.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Right.
Pretty good.
Riga Rumble's just around the corner.
Yes.
And I don't know if management have told you, but me and you have got a little tag team match coming up.
Okay, yeah. So
me and you.
Uh-huh.
Against Brian Tucker and Rhys Dawkins.
Oh, they're the Wallies, aren't they?
They are, yes.
Ah, of course.
Now, there's a lot of intricacies to tag team wrestling. I'm a little bit of an expert on the subject myself. But
yeah.
Before we get into that, if we're going to be a tag team, we're going to have to start looking like a tag team.
Okay.
Which means we're going to have to change our look up a little bit. Make it a bit more heavy metal.
Okay.
So with that in mind, I've got some stuff in here for you to go and have a try on. Just try some stuff on. We'll see. We'll see how you look. See what fits. And we can go from there. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
So go and get that abashing.
All right, great. Back into it.
Be woman, walking down the street. Be woman, the kind I like to meet. Be woman, I wanna leave you. You know the truth. No one can look into the view. Be woman, would you pardon me? Be woman, I couldn't help but see. Be woman, and you know problem is in me. Are you lonely just like me? Mercy.
That's the best so far. I think, yeah, that's... How do you feel?
Fits a lot well. I think the only thing that we might need to do a little bit of adjustment on is just... a bit of the colouring, if you know what I mean. Like the bit of the yellow, you know, fits with the t-shirt, you know, just gets it a lot, get a better look.
We can think of something, but yeah.
Yeah.
I think the shorts is the way to go.
Yeah.
So yeah, we go on both. Let's go. Speed metal.
Alright, speed metal, let's go.
Rock on!
This is just not going well. We are meant to be the tag team champions. That's just who we are. And you know, you saw what happened in Peterhead and the outfit. Mm-hmm. Making a mockery of me and you. And you and me and us.
We can't be having that. But I've heard we have a match against Tommy Raiden and Mickey Vago at the Regal Rumble. Two men who have never teamed together. They have no tag team experience. Not like us, Brian. We're so experienced. We're excellent tag team competitors.
I'm out of ideas. I'm absolutely drained!
Don't you worry. Because at the Regal Rumble, I've got a plan. Vago, you can teach Raiden all about your culture. But at the Regal Rumble, we're going to show you real culture. Mark my words.
And now for something completely different. We've got the Warriors against low-life entities, Brian Tucker and Rhys Dawkins taking on Speed Metal, I think they've been dubbed now, of Mickey Vago and Tommy Raiden. So you heard the bits there, you saw the little promos there that Tommy and Vago were trying to get a look together. Interested to see how that's going to pan out. We'll see the jorts. From Tommy Raiden in the Vago t-shirt, he says, "What's add a little bit of colour in there. We're going to see a little bit of yellow in there, thrown, splashing about to kind of get the lightning aesthetic going for Tommy Raiden as he teams with Mickey Vago. As like I said, I think it would be dubbed Speed Metal, which is an ace name. That is just such a hardcore name to throw out there. Vago and Tommy, though, first time teaming. So that's, we've seen this mentorship evolve over the last few months since I think it was Christmas Chaos. It began, it wasn't before then, it was Inverurie, I think, the first time we saw these two. Kind of, it was just after Inverurie, I think, that we saw these two put together by Mr. P. And they haven't teamed yet in a match. We've had Tommy at ringside. Vago hasn't appeared at ringside for Tommy, I don't think, so he's let Tommy just kind of go on his own. But we've seen Tommy get involved in Vago's matches to help Heavy Metal Hooligan pick up wins. So there's a little bit of a chemistry there when it comes to knowing what they need to do, what needs to be done in order to win a match. As we've seen Tommy get involved in matches with Vago and Judas Grey, matches with Captain Allen as well. So they have had a little bit of experience together in a match. But Tucker and Dawkins, technically, they're the more experienced team. We've thrown in Tucker and Vago, both multi-time tag team champions. Tucker with Sean Johnson and Vago with Chris Archer. So they've got a lot of experience in tag team competition in general. Tucker and Dawkins, though, coming off a loss at Blue Toon Wrestling Extravaganza to the Outfit in an on-title match. So they need to pick up wins. They've lost quite a few matches. They didn't win a Grand Estate Showdown, didn't win a Christmas Chaos. So there's been a while since Dawkins and Tucker were victorious as a tag team. So the Warriors against Low Life Entities need a win, really. If they've any thought, any contention to being a champion, being tag team champions, you got to get wins. You know, you got to pick up some wins here and there, and they haven't recently. So Vago and Raiden, they pick up a win. Great. One win, one match, one win. You know, that's an undefeated streak going. That's possibly the makings of a tag team showdown against the champions in the near future. So a lot riding on this match for both teams. When we can see if Vago and Raiden are able to use that little chemistry they've had at ringside as Raiden ringside and Vago in the ring, be able to put that together in an actual match itself. Maybe throw some, if there's going to be some tandem maneuvers. Are we going to see a double handspring elbow? Who knows? We may see our cartwheel elbow. Are we going to see a double doing those? We don't know. But that's the unknown quantity of Speed Metal in this particular contest. But the Warriors against low-life entities need a win if they want any thought of being tag team champions in the near future. So a very, very intriguing contest.
How the hell did we lose? We both lost! They bloody cheated! Caleb and lost, but they both cheated!
I know, Connor! I know! Okay? I get it! Okay? I thought I was coming home with the Undisputed Belt. You thought you were coming home with the Tri-Counties Belt. It's not fair!
It's not fair.
It's not. We're the best two in this whole country. And here we are, with no belts around our waist, it's not on. So Connor, I want us to even the odds. Lost Boy, Mr. Aspen, I want a 2-on-1 handicap match. The flippiest, the drippiest, Ronin King, Connor Malloy versus you at the Regal Rumble.
Sorcerer, yeah. you accepted a handicap match.
I know, I shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, well,
I messed up. I done goofed.
You done goofed.
Has Malice got a problem with you?
Who's Malice? He done goofed. anyways. Do you need the mighty Caleb ringside to look after you?
No.
He'll look after you back.
You just worry about your own stuff, right? You just worry about the Regal Rumble, right? Who got pinned last time? You, right? So I'll deal with it myself. Right. You just sort out your own stuff, all right?
Okay, well, give him one for me then.
Yeah.
So.
And in our Undisputed WrestleZone title match, we've got 2-on-1 handicap match when Lost Boy Aspen defends against Flippy and Drippy, Ronan King and Connor Malloy. So, they put out the challenge, Connor and Ronan, they put out the challenge, it was accepted. There you go, that's simple as that. The Grand State Showdown was a win for Flippy and Drippy over Skull Brawl, which is Aspen and Caleb. So they've won as a team, but at Blue Toon Wrestling Extravaganza, both Ronan and Connor were losing efforts against Skull Brawl. So Connor lost to Caleb Valhalla, and Ronan lost in a fantastic match against Lost by Aspen for the title. So individually, haven't had a lot of luck, but as a team, they're undefeated in WrestleZone. So with that in mind, would we see Flippy and Drippy? Flippy and Drippy, they've won as a team, but there's going to be individual goals. You know, if they win as a team, is that them holding the title as a free bird rule? If the person who made win, are they the champion? Will Connor accept Ronan taking the pin? Will there be some animosity there? Will there be a little bit of dissension in the ranks if that's the case? Interesting bit being, like, in a 2-2 situation, Flippy and Drippy won. They beat Skull Brawl. So if they're coming up against Lost Boy Aspen on his own, then surely, you know, if the past has been seen here, then Aspen doesn't stand a chance. However, when you're going into a handicap match, Aspen's going to be in a fight or flight mode, and he's just going to be throwing hands and throwing chops and throwing kicks and throwing his body at these two. Even though he is going to be one man, he's still got a height and weight advantage over King and Malloy. So if he's able to just throw his body weight around a little bit, then he may be able to separate Ronan and Connor for the time being. I don't know if this is a tag team handicap match, whether it's going to be one in, one out for Connor and Ronan. If that's the case, then that works into Aspen's favour a little bit. He's able to get a little bit of breathing room. He's not going to be attacked by both sides. But it's still, again, thrown in that unknown quantity, as we said in the last match as well, with Flippy and Drippy, how it's going to work if they win. You know, whether it's they're both going to hold the titles or if it's going to be whoever makes the actual pin itself. Got to throw in there, Connor has been announced for the Regal Rumble, so, which is interesting. At this moment in time, as I'm recording this, 21 names have been announced for the Regal Rumble. So, one of them is being Connor Malloy. So, my thought being, if Connor picks up the win here, would Aspen take that place? Would Ronan take that place? Ronan hasn't been announced, I don't think, for the Regal Rumble yet. So, it's just very interesting that Connor's been announced for it. Are Flippy and Drippy fighting together for Ronan? Or is one of them going to come out with the title if they get the pin? Just, I don't know. There's a lot of thoughts going on here. So I'm assuming, if that's the case, whoever loses will take Connor's place. So if Connor wins, then Aspen will take the place. If Ronan wins, Connor's still going to be in it anyway. If Aspen wins, Connor's still going to be in it anyway. So that's, I don't know. That's the be all and end all to it. I have no idea. Grand State Showdown, Flippin' Drippy won. The singles losses are Peterhead. So this is probably one of the most, in by numbers certainly, the most threat that Aspen has on his undisputed WrestleZone championship reign as he looks to head to Aberdeen Anarchy as the champion. I think if he goes to Aberdeen Anarchy as the champion, it'll be the first time since Scotty Swift. I think the defending champion will go in. Would that be right? Yeah, that'd be. I think that'd be right because Damian won the title back in 2019, and then he lost when the shows came back in 2022. So yeah, I think that would be right. Fact check me. That'd probably be a good thing to do. But yeah, WrestleZone Undisputed Championship. I don't know how this is gonna go. It's gonna all be down to how the match is. If it's a tag team 1-on-2, or if it's gonna be Ronan and Connor in the ring at the same time as Aspen, where he's going to have to just throw hands until he picks up a win or hopefully gets some space to hit a Darkest Lariat or to hit a Tombstone, to hit whatever he needs to do. What is interesting, though, another thing to throw it out there, is that Caleb was not going to be involved. You know, we saw that little package beforehand, that little video that Caleb's not going to be involved in the match, as far as we're aware, you know. There's still time and place for things to happen on the night. We don't know if there is a particular moment that we'll see Caleb appear, but as it stands right now, Aspen's going in this alone against Flippy and Drippy. And this could be the night we've seen. The precedent has been set in, I think it was 2015, that we've seen the title change hands at the Regal Rumble. So it can happen. It's not unusual to happen. Will it be on this night on March 30th at Girls Sports Complex? We'll soon find out. Before we get into the Regal Rumble itself, we'll talk about what's coming up for WrestleZone. So if you're unaware, if you're not on WrestleZone social media, which you should go to, that would be a great idea. You can find out all the announcements and everything like that. You go to swedscotland.com as well. We'll try and keep you up to date as much as we can as well. Coming up on April 20th, Victoria Halls in Ellen is a great night. I've been to an Ellen show before. There's a really great atmosphere at these events. The hall's got a nice big echo and the sound just carries nicely. It's always a really fun show. No matches announced so far. We will do a preview. I won't be at the event though, so there'll be no recap of the event itself for Ellen. But tickets are available at ringsideworld.co.uk. Get to a show at Ellen. It's great fun. Also, Aberdeen Anarchy, Rich Energy Arena in Aberdeen. Well, tickets are still somehow available. There will be tickets available for both these events at Regal Rumble. Physical tickets. I love a physical ticket. Aberdeen Anarchy will be on May 11th featuring Gangrel. Can't wait for that one as well. I've got my ticket. I will be going to that show, so we'll have a recap event for that one. But, you know, just great shows coming up for WrestleZone. If you go to the events as well, there'll be a little card, a little leaflet. It'll show all the scheduled events for the rest of the year, so we're hoping to tick off a few in 2024 as well as a march towards my 100th ever wrestling show, and that'll be hopefully this year. Well, fingers crossed. So yeah, plenty coming up for WrestleZone. And now the big one, the Regal Rumble, the 13th Regal Rumble in WrestleZone history. The names that have been announced as we're recording. So we're recording on Tuesday. Episode will go out Wednesday, so keep an eye out for any more names on WrestleZone's social media. We'll try and keep you up to date as well on everywhere else. So 21 names have been announced so far, so get ready to announce. I don't know, we liquid, but liquids to help. Interest confirmed for the Regal Rumble: Lord Mr. Malice, Zach Dynamite, Brian Tucker, Alex Webb, William Sterling, TV's Omar Mohammed, Tommy Raiden, Conor Malloy, Ted O'Keefe, Ryan Riley, Chris Archer, Cap Dallas, Sterling, Mayhem, Brooks, Blue Thunder, Reese Dawkins, Oliver Green, Murphy, Evan Young, Caleb Valhalla, Air Miles, and Mickey Vigo. I think that's 21. So in there, two past winners, Brian Tucker and Zach Dynamite. A debut for Mayhem Brooks. A couple tag teams in there. We've got Webb and Miles. We've got the Foundation. We've got the Outfit as well. So a couple more tag teams that will be able to work together. Will there be some surprises? Will Dino appear? That's a surprise that comes off the top of my head. There's four possibilities of whether they're going to be announced over the next coming days. Absolutely possible. There's 4 days to 4 days for the rest of the week. So we could just get a name announced for each day. But Dino could make an appearance. Looking at those names there, there's not many that just spring to mind as missing from that. Like I said, Ronan and Aspen, we're expecting Aspen not to be in the match because he's the champion, so why would he be put in there? But I would have thought maybe Ronan would have been put there as a question mark. But that puts a further question mark onto Connor Malloy's space there. Dawkins and Tucker, they're in there as well, so it's their tag team. Will we see a little bit of a showdown again from Chris Archer and Mickey Vago? A lot of things could happen in the Regal Rumble. Last year, with Caleb Valhalla winning, he was down to the final three with Bruiser Brad Evans and Ryan Riley for an epic ending. So, who's going to win? I've got my five picks. I put my five picks up on the WrestleZone website way before the Regal Rumble entrance were announced. I think it was, I think Malice and Dynamite were announced by the time that I put out a five picks post. So I'll tell you who they are, though. My five picks. Zach Dynamite. You can't do this list without putting Zach Dynamite in there. I don't think that would be silly. You know, it would be silly to discount Zach Dynamite as a contender in this particular match. Mickey Vago, he's had an absolute tear since shows returned in 2022, at end of 2021. And I think he has to be thrown in there as a name. TV's Omar Mohammed, again, another guy who I think is just on a really great run in WrestleZone. He's certainly got a good chance as anyone. Conor Malloy, like I said, I don't know how that Flippy Drippy versus Lost Boy Aston match is going to go. This is my picks before that match is even announced. So yeah, I put Conor Malloy in there, another heavy favourite, I would say, and Ronan King. So I think by virtue of that list, if Aspen loses, you put Aspen in to one of those two spots. Like, this is a very interesting time in WrestleZone, especially for Avni Anarchy coming up. I'm very excited to see this. I love the Regal Rumble. One of my favorite events. It's the event that I introduce people to as well when it comes to if they're going, oh, I haven't seen the wrestling in years, I need to go see some wrestling. What show would you recommend near me? Regal Rumble. Go to the Regal Rumble. You'll love it. Absolutely love it. I think it was one of the first events I took Kelly to for WrestleZone. It had to be a Regal Rumble because it's a great night. It's a fantastic night. It's a great introduction to a lot of wrestlers as well that you may see over the coming years if you want to go to a show again. If you want to go back to WrestleZone, then Regal Rumble is the best place to start and you get the run up to Avni Anarchy as well. So if you have got a ticket, amazing. If you haven't, I'm so sorry. But hopefully there'll be a DVD probably put out by the time that Ellen comes round or Avni Anarchy itself. But you've got to keep an eye on the Regal Rumble itself. It's a phenomenal match. I don't think I've ever been disappointed by a Regal Rumble show, a Regal Rumble match as well. Anyway, so yeah, talking about surprises, could we see Mr. WrestleZone return? Could we see Scott Swift? Maybe. Looking at the poster behind me here, Dino was on there. So like I say, could we see Dino return? See everyone else kind of in there already as announced. So it's, yeah, I don't know. In my head here, Lost by Aspen survives. He retains the title and we get Ronan King winning the Regal Rumble. In my head, we're getting a steel cage match at Avni Anarchy. That's where my brain goes for this particular contest. That's where my thought process is we're getting a steel cage at Avni Anarchy. And they would be very interested to see. That'll be the match that, steel cage match was the one that Aspen won to become the Undisputed WrestleZone champion. And could that be his last match as Undisputed WrestleZone champion if he was to lose to Ronan King in a steel cage? Just again, it's wild speculation. I know nothing. I'm guessing. As far as other things we could see appear during this, we could see, like I said, a showdown between Archer and Bagel. I would like to see that revisited a little bit. I think it was left open-ended after Arianeke last year, after the Mosh Pit match. We're probably going to see some more showdowns between the Foundation and the likes of William Sterling, the likes of Omar Mohamed, like Damien. Probably see all them kind of mix up as well. I just realized I don't think I've got Damien listed as an entrant to the Regal Rumble, so he's possibly one of the final four names that haven't been announced as yet. So there's so much that could happen, so much that we could see, so many moments that you'll come out of going, oh my god, remember when this happened. Lord Mr. Malice is out for revenge against Caleb Valhalla. He has been killed twice by the Viking, like almost literally. Like the first one, I will never get that out of my brain. At Northern Hotel when he was slammed over the top rope. If I've got a clip, I will try and clip it in. We had that, and then we got last year where Malice thought he had finished off Caleb once and for all with a Malice Destroyer, only to be thrown off the top rope to the floor. Like, to the floor. There was nobody there. To the floor. And with his head cracking against the apron and busting them open. So anything can happen in the Regal Rumble. If you've got a ticket, fantastic. Enjoy it. It's going to be amazing. And that's it. That's it. Regal Rumble time. It's this Saturday, March 30th. I can't show you tickets because they're all sold out. But if you've got a ticket, absolutely. I can't wait to see you there. Hope you're all there. It was weird at Peterhead not to see the likes of Jonathan, not seeing David and all those guys that you regularly see at WrestleZone events. So hopefully they'll be all there en masse at the Regal Rumble at Curl Sports Complex. Fantastic night ahead of us. Like I said, tickets are available for Ellen April 20th and Arne Anarchy featuring Gangrel on May 11th as well at Rich Edge Arena in Aberdeen. Get your tickets at ringsideworld.co.uk or get your tickets physically at the merch stand at the Curl Sports Complex for Regal Rumble. I can't wait. The Regal Rumble, March 30th, 2024. Doors open 6 p.m, 6:30 for general, bell time 6:15 for VIP, 7 p.m. general. Don't know why I'm shilling this because you've already got a ticket for it. You're already going to the show. But go enjoy some wrestling. Go enjoy some WrestleZone. I can't wait to see you there. For now, though, this has been Billy. This has been the WrestleZone podcast. Have a good time.